Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. Happy to be with you this weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone along with Julie Edelman. Julie, welcome. Always great to be with you.
Well, it is so good to be back home in Florida where the weather, although we're expecting tornadoes, just another day. Maybe Oz will be a step or two away, but it's always great to be back here.
Yeah, being back in Florida, because you were actually in New York City for a good week during this cold snap not too long ago, and I just got back from the California desert. And you know, Julie, there was an article that came out about the best well-being communities in the United States. So I think we have a little perspective since I was west, you were east, you were north, now you're south.
And home is best. Yeah, you know what? What I love about this is, yeah, I moved to Florida, and in the article they say that Florida is actually top in the place of best well-being in the United States. And I love it here because, you know, when I first moved here, this was a very telling sign of where I was moving to, how different it was from the Northeast. They would ask me when I met people, they would say, they wouldn't ask me what I did. They would ask me what I drink, because down here, happier hour is an art form. So I love it here. That's why we're so happy. And that's why well-being is easily institutionalized as well as preserved with alcohol.
Well, the actual number one community, it's, you know, Florida's a big state, is Naples and, mm-hmm. and Marco Island. I've not been to that part of Florida. I've been to the really hot part, like Orlando, which is sort of landlocked.
Yeah, that's right.
Not my favorite place. So I have to head to Naples. And you are where?
I'm up in Lakewood Ranch, which is real close to Sarasota. But Bradenton, Sarasota, actually, was named, like, I think, number three. So, I'm in a pretty good space right now. My son is in school down in Naples, and it's beautiful down there. But I like it here because there's a little bit more of a balance of weather. You know, sometimes it even gets down to the 30s, believe it or not.
Really?
Not too often, because then I'd be moving somewhere else. I would probably go to Naples. But, you know, it gives you enough of that so you can put your boots on and, you know, wear some of your other wardrobe. So it's a really cool place to be.
It's so funny how people have different preferences about the temperature. So I just got back from the California desert, Palm Springs, where it's really desert there, really brown mountains. And the temperature in this time of year was well in the upper 80s. And I said, what is August like? And the natives say it's miserable. For me, my body does not do well in the heat. I much prefer cold weather. So I'm the kind of person that would go to the mountains where there's snow and there are, you know, dogs that you can go across the ice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say there are dogs everywhere. We could get you a dog if that'll help you.
These are sled dogs, you know, that take you someplace.
Right.
And so some of the people were just loving the sun and soaking up the sun. And I'm like, no sun for me. Stay away. But it's just funny how we have different preferences. One of the top 15 communities in this survey that we came across was San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, California. There's no doubt that when you're in the warm weather, it really incites you to be outside and to move and to walk and to be enjoying the weather, right? I guess, are you one of these people that hike every morning?
Well, I don't hike. It's a nice concept, but it doesn't work for me, and I like my stilettos. No, but I do swim and I do bike. But you know what it is? It's more that it's not dreary here. The sun just sort of makes you feel alive. It just, you know, you soak it in. And when you look outside and there are more sunny days here than there are dreary days, which was when I was up north, it went from being minus 15 to 60 in a week.
Well, that's weird. That's been weird weather, I have to say.
Yeah. But it was just, it never really made you feel good inside, you know, because you, first of all, your body gets into a routine too with the weather. And I think that's where seasons play a part. It's sort of nice to go through the seasons. But this was a week in which you experienced, you know, fall, winter, Arctic winter to back to spring. And more importantly, the sun didn't shine. And when I got back here and I saw that sun shining, I felt alive again.
Well, the sunshine certainly helps you. And all of these communities are really beautiful weather places. Like Provo, Utah, that's a cold weather place, but it's crisp and it's beautiful skies. Urban Honolulu is another place on the survey here. Santa Barbara, California. We go back to California again. McAllen, Texas.
McAllen, Texas. Is that where they make the scotch? Oh, no, sorry, that's a different one. Sorry, you know how my brain
Oh,
always
that's in
goes.
Scotland.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, for me, you know, it's like Paris, Texas.
Right.
Texas is a very international state.
That's right.
By the way, what were you doing out west?
I was there for a big birthday party. A friend of mine was throwing a big bash at an estate in Palm Springs, and people flew in from all over, north, south, west, east. I don't think anybody came from Europe, but it was a very big celebration, and we had a wonderful time. So it's great to get away from home once in a while and see other parts of the country. So I was glad you came to New York, Julie, and hopefully I'll be in Florida sometime soon to check in with you. It's America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Julie Edelman. Thank you so much for coming along today. It's always a great pleasure, and a happy weekend to you.
Japanese doctors hope to turn the kinds of mosquitoes that normally transmit disease into flying syringes, so when they bite people, they can actually deliver special vaccines. At the University of Illinois, doctors have been funded to investigate an actual genetic resistance to becoming infected with HIV, a resistant gene people who live in African forest populations seem to have. Equally, the Gates Foundation helps people with educations and access to technology in public libraries. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Although this goalie never played in the NHL, he's considered among the greatest ever. He led his team to 10 world titles and Olympic gold 3 times.
Rudiak with a shutout, and the gold medal belongs to the Soviet Union.
So where is Vladislav Tretiak now? After the Soviet Union fell, Vlad coached goalies for the Chicago Blackhawks. In 1989, Vlad was the first Soviet player inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And 7 years later, he became the head of the Russian Ice Hockey Federation. Today, he currently operates a successful goalie school in Toronto. Vlad Tretiak, still on the ice after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.